Welcome to The Flash, World Edition. Today's episode navigates through recent global events that are reshaping international relations and testing the resilience of nations. We'll dive into Russia's significant aerial assault on Ukraine, the detention of a U.S. soldier in Russia, escalating tensions, and President Xi Jinping's European tour aiming to consolidate China's influence. Join us as we unpack the details and implications of these pivotal occurrences. Let's get started. We begin with a report on Russia's massive attack targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Rachel, can you provide us with the details?
Certainly, Wendy. In the early hours of May 8, 2024, Russia launched what's being described as the most significant aerial assault in recent weeks against Ukraine. A total of 76 air attack weapons, including 55 missiles and 21 drones, were launched targeting the country's power generation and transmission facilities across six regions. Ukrainian Air Force Commander Mykola Oleshchuk reported that at least 59 of these weapons were intercepted by Ukraine's defense systems.
That's a substantial defense effort. Were there any civilian casualties?
Unfortunately, yes. The attack resulted in injuries to at least three civilians, including an eight-year-old child. The Ukrainian energy minister, Herman Halushchenko, has called for citizens to conserve electricity, underscoring the severity of the attack on the nation's energy capability.
As Ukraine battles to repair the damage, how is the situation on the front line?
The timing of this attack is particularly unsettling as it comes amid challenges for Kyiv's forces in maintaining their positions, especially in the eastern regions. There's been a notable increase in the use of artillery by Russian forces, with significant advances made near Avdiivka. This strike not only aims to cripple the energy system, but also seems to exploit the delays in military aid from the U.S., providing a strategic advantage to Russian forces.
In the face of such aggression, how is Ukraine responding?
President Zelensky has reassured the nation, stating that efforts are underway to mitigate the consequences of these attacks. Despite the physical and symbolic damage, especially on a day commemorating the victory over Nazism in World War II, Ukraine's response has been robust. The nation is not only repairing the damage, but also remains resolute in maintaining morale and standing firm against what Zelensky termed new forms of Nazism.
Moving on, tensions between the United States and Russia have escalated with the recent detention of U.S. soldier Gordon Black. Sean, could you shed light on this incident?
Gordon Black's detention in Vladivostok marks a significant moment in U.S.-Russia relations. After traveling to Russia to visit a woman he met in South Korea, Black was arrested and charged with theft. The Pervomaisky District Court has ruled he will be held until July 2nd for the investigation. The Pentagon confirmed his travel was unauthorized, highlighting the complexities of this case beyond the theft charge.
What implications does this have for U.S.-Russia relations?
This incident exacerbates already strained relations. It illustrates the legal and diplomatic challenges Americans may face in Russia, especially against the backdrop of warnings issued by the U.S. government against travel there. Black's case is not only about theft, but touches on broader issues of international law, diplomacy, and the personal dimensions, adding complexity to U.S.-Russia dynamics.
Lastly, we cover Chinese President Xi Jinping's European tour. Laura, what can you tell us about his objectives and the receptions he received?
Xi's tour through France, Serbia, and Hungary was a strategic move to emphasize bilateral relationships over collective engagements. This approach aims at consolidating China's influence in Europe amid growing criticism from the EU. By fostering relationships with individual nations and praising Hungary for vetoing EU sanctions, Xi seeks to weaken collective European stances, playing into China's ambition for a more divided Europe.
It's a nuanced strategy at a time of heightened global tensions.
Exactly. While Europe grapples with balancing collective interests and national priorities, Xi's tour is a reminder of how individual relationships can shape international dynamics. This could potentially lead to a more China-friendly Europe despite ongoing tensions over human rights and trade imbalances.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, today's discussions reflect the intricacies of global politics, the compassion and resilience of nations under attack, and the strategic maneuvers on the international stage. From the defense of Ukraine to the complexities of U.S.-Russia relations and the diplomatic overtures of China and Europe, the world stage continues to evolve in unexpected ways. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for joining us.